why we don't believe that we can do it better. We have to believe, you have to be positive to try to change the things. This is why we're not going to give up. You know, the only give up is the guys who is weak mentally. Well, I remember when I was 18, 19, 20, some old players speak with me, but I put that as, Christian, we have to improve. They know more than you, they are more experienced than you, they pass through many bad moments. But the other people, they don't accept that. If you criticize a young, I don't say this generation, our players, but in general, I have kids, I know. Sometimes when you be a little bit harder, they do it the opposite. You have to find the right balance to speak with them. But in my opinion, the main point is they should coming from inside you. You should be proud of yourself and look in the mirror and say, listen, I give everything. And I think all of us, we should do that. Because new year, we change the page. We have many things to win. We have to believe on that. If not, it will be a nightmare. I'm always speak with my friends and we had a chat about football, the games, and they all speak about the system, but the system is useful if the mentality is not there in the pitch. This is why I say we have a long way to improve, because for me the most important thing is for you to look yourself and say, I can do it better. I can help the team much more. The system is important. Yes, it's important. Everything is important. The small details make the huge difference in the end of the day. But for me, the most important thing is the mentality. To be the best, to train hard, to listen to all the players, experienced players.
But what is the key to get better at dribbling?
I'm always say it's all package, you know, the ethic of work. You have to put in your mind ethic of work when you are professional. So since day one, when I start with a professional, let's say with 16, 17, 18, I'm always have an ethic to be the best, to train hard, to listen to all the players, experienced players. And of course, my dream coming true. I was professional. I played in the best clubs in the world. I won the most important trophies. So I'm glad to be in this position. But of course, this is not coming from the sky. I dedicate myself and I'm working hard. And this is why the goals and all the achievements that I get coming from dedication and hard work.
Impossible. I think it's the main point. For me, the most important thing is the mentality. For you to be professional, help the team, the right mentality, self-talk positive. I think it's all the details depend of you, not the coaches, the fans, the press, depends of you. If you are proud of yourself and you have some dignity, I think you have to do it much more.
All my life, what I did and what I do, it's because I have passion.
Personal
but Instagram, if I will be the third or fourth, for me, it doesn't matter. In my job, yes, yes. In my job, yes, I want to be the number one. I think I'm good, but I think my main strength, it's my mind. I think it's my strongest point, it's my mind. Pierce, the numbers, they don't lie. If you see during the last 15 years, my level is always kind of the same. So effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want. I want him to suffer a little bit to reach what he wants to be. Talent is not enough. You have to, I dedicate myself so much that this is part of me. Records is part of me. I don't follow the records. The records follow me, which is different.
Are you addicted to winning?
Yes, I am. I'm addicted to the success.
Because that's the thing that really drives you.
Yes, I think so. And I think it's not something bad. I think it's good. It motivates me. If something not motivated, it's better, you know, to stop. You understand? One of the best players in history.
One of or the best?
Depend of the taste of the people. I cannot control what the people like. Some people like this player or that player. I'm sure I'm in history of football, what I did, what I'm continuing to do. But one of the best players in history. For me, the number one in history. But for some fans, the number one. For the other ones, the second. Doesn't matter. I know I'm in history of football, one of the greatest ever.
It's the key. Not only the players, but all the staff. Coaches, physios, doctors, players. You know, this is a squad. This is like a second family for all of us. So we have to be together. We are in the same boat. We know that we are not in the best moment, but I believe that with the working hard, we can achieve important things even this year. This is why they call this club Manchester United. So we have to be united in the difficult moments. I'm a different person, I'm a different player, but the ambition is still the same. I want to play and help the team. I still believe that we are capable to do it a good season. In new year, you have to implant that in your mind that we are capable to change things now.
I was feeling from the beginning that I was different than the other ones.
I'm always a competitive player. I'm not just in the games, I'm in the training, I'm like that. In the home, with my sisters, with my mom, with my nephews, I'm always try to competitive hard and try to win. I'm like that, I never change. And because I like what I do, I like my life, I'm a happy person.
You're probably the most famous footballer in the world.
In my mind, I'm always the best. In my mind, not just this year, but always, I'm always the best. It's not about the money, it's about the passion. You have to work. I try to do it almost every day. This is why I'm in a top level many, many years. Because I do it extra outside the pitch.
Because I really like to put myself in the pressure to see what I can do.
Keep work, art, dedicate myself 100%. This is what I love to do, is to play football. I still am capable to play more years. Try to be the best, like always. I always say that every time. This is my goal. I'm still fit, still young, I'm still with the power. So this is what I like. I want more and more. I still have many years to play football and I want to win more.
I just try to do my best every season.
Still work hard and better in my job. But I have to say, to be in my shoes is not easy.
I always want to win. I'm always a competitive person, so it's part of me.
I'm always thinking when I take that decision, I will be a professional player. I will be something in football. I was crying almost every day to miss my family, but I'm not regret because it was probably the more intense moments in my life that I lived through. Without sacrifice, win nothing. So I did an unbelievable sacrifice. My family too. I'm feel happy. All this happened because of the reason. The reason I'm unbelievable inside the pitch. This is why the people have so much interest on me.
Are you the best footballer in the world right now?
I think so, yes. To mention one, it's hard. But you know, the level that I am,
the talent is part of me, but if you don't work the talent, you're never gonna achieve that things that I'm achieve. So I try to do my things to improve myself in the training, specifically in the games, because this is the most important thing. So I always try to improve something season by season.
Our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say, you like to go to the gym every day? Of course no. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it. Your mental strength is coming from that. From that moment that in a hard moment, you know you should do it. So, and I do it because after that, maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start. But after when you finish the gym or cold plunge or even the training, you will feel better.
We all saw the huge potential that he had, and he came over and his first thought was to entertain, and we wanted to win, and we knew that with him in our team, if he had end product, we had a far better chance of being successful.
We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of us. I fight against that. It's the big challenge. It's when you're not willing to do something, but you have to do it. This is the main point.
Nobody's perfect. We failed so many times. We have so many uncertainty in our life that we have to be capable when we are down to stand up. It's part of the journey. It's part of the process. It's part of our education. In my case, I learned the most when I'm down. And it's good that certain moments happen, because when you are in the top of the wave, you don't see under what's going on. I'm always said to my friends, it's good to have problems. It's the only way that you can improve.
The secret is dedication and hard work, you know, to be able to work 100% all the time. This is, if exists words, this is my secret.
He's a legend. He's one of these big names that stays forever in football history. But the guy wants, he motivates himself with numbers, with new things. He wants to win the gold ball X times and the golden boot X times. And he wants to not just to play these Euros, he's already thinking that he wants to play the next World Cup.
It's like in other sports, Formula One, NBA. The best players always follow the best players. They want to be in the top of the game because the other ones, they are there. You know, you cannot rest or sleep because the other one can pass you. Of course, we fight with everyone, with Neymar, with Messi, with Lewandowski, with Higuain, you know, with the top of the best players in the world. So, I mean, this is not fighting, but it's hard, it's healthy. You know, comparisons is healthy. And we fight, you know, to be the best. This is why it's my main point, it's my motivation, it's to be better than them, year after year.
Well, it's dedication and hard work. This is my words, to dedicate myself 100% every time. To be in the position that I am today is not 1 year, it's 10 years, 12 years, you know, to maintain my level. You have to dedicate yourself 100%. It doesn't mean how many hours you're training, but the way you're training, your dedication. You can have a training only 1 hour, but you give everything for that to achieve your goals. So this is what I try to do it in the trainings, in the games, try to be better and better in my job. And for the last 7, 8 years, I think I maintain my level in the same way. So this has made me feel proud, and I will continue to work hard to maintain that level. Don't exist secret here. The secrets don't exist. Exist hard work, dedication, be obsessed to be something in the life, and follow their dreams. I think if you want to be a football player, or if you want to be engineer, whatever you want to be, dedicate yourself, you know, work hard, you know, and believe in you. I think this is the main words, not just a kid want to be a Cristiano Ronaldo, but anything it can be, you know, work hard. I think it's the main work and the dream, to believe in that everything is possible in a life.